The reading is taken from Isaiah 49, verses 13 to 16. Shout for joy, O heavens, rejoice, O earth, burst into song, O mountains, for the Lord comforts his people and will have compassion on his afflicted ones. But Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me, the Lord has forgotten me. Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I'm going to read to you from John's first letter, the last chapter, chapter 5. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. This is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commands. This is love for God, to obey his commands. And his commands are not burdensome, for everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. He did not come by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And the three are in agreement. We accept man's testimony, but God's testimony is greater, because it is the testimony of God, which he has given about his Son. Anyone who believes in the Son of God has this testimony in his heart. Anyone who does not believe God has made him out to be a liar, because he has not believed the testimony God has given about his Son. And this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life, but he who does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you for that reading, for those readings. So this morning, as I said, we're looking at the subject, the assurance of faith. And this is a struggle every Christian, I think, will face in their life. The assurance of faith. You doubt whether you're a Christian. You actually doubt, have you done enough to merit the favor of God? When you do some particularly bad sin, you think, oh, I'm a horrible person. God is displeased with me. You lose that assurance that you're in God's good books. And this is the point of John. From the reading that we've heard from Sue in verse 13, John says he wrote this book so that we may know that we have eternal life. He wrote these things, all of John, the first epistle, he wrote them so that we may know that we have eternal life. Now, I know making certain assertions is looked down upon these days. People like to feel things, don't want to know. What's 1 plus 1? What's 10 plus 10? 100. 20. What if I feel that 10 and 10 is 21? But I feel it. still wrong, regardless of my feelings. You're hurting my feelings. It's still wrong, regardless of my feelings. One and one is two. And regardless of our feelings, John wrote 1 John so that we may know we have eternal life. So not that we may feel like we have eternal life, so that we may know we have eternal life. And often, when you read that letter, you know, John talks about, if you are a son of God, you will love God. You will love God's children. And then when you look at yourself, like, I don't really love God. And then you look at God's children, like, they're not really lovable, are they? And at that point, you start to doubt your assurance. You start to doubt whether you're a child of God. Because frankly, if I didn't have to come here because Richard said I wouldn't have come, because I have to put up with you lot. That's me speaking in an unspiritual moment. However, John wants us to know, not just to feel, to know that we are God's children, regardless of how we feel. And the burdens, and when you read the book of John, it may feel like a burden, actually. And that's why John is clear to say, this is not burdensome. What I'm writing to you is not a burden. You should not feel like I'm putting a yoke around your necks when I say, if you're a child of God, you love other God's children. It's not a burden. It's actually liberating. You should know that you are a child of God. And how do you know this? You believe in the name of the Son of God. Verse 1, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God. If you believe in Jesus, if you believe in Jesus, you have been born of God. You are a child of God. It is not what you do. It's not what you don't do that qualifies you to be a child of God. It's believing that Jesus has been born of God. Now you may think that the actual act of believing is something you do, but faith is actually the empty hand that receives from God. Faith is the empty hand that receives from God. Faith is not something we do, it's the act of receiving. Because as it says in verse 11, God gave us eternal life in His Son. Now God gave it. He did not sell it to us. We did not have to buy it. He did not have to bribe us. He did not say, do this and I'll give you eternal life. Or don't do this and I'll give you eternal life. God freely gave us eternal life. Faith is just an empty hand receiving what God has given us. It's not what we do. It's not what we don't do. It is not in us, but it is in God who is the giver. And God has given us eternal life. Now you look like clever people. What does eternal mean? Not a trick question. Forever. So when God has given us eternal life, what does that mean, Kirsten?
It means we have life forever.
We have life forever. Now, I've got a pair of shoes here, and they've got eternal soles. See what I did there? But they seem worn out at the back. Are they really eternal? No. I think Clarkson sold me. Everything wears out in this life. These shoes can't be eternal. Eternal means eternal. If God has given you eternal life, He has given you eternal life. So, if you have eternal life, can you lose that life? It's not a trick question. Say it confidently, Graham.
No.
If you have eternal life, you can't lose it. You have eternal life. God has freely given us eternal life. Eternal means eternal. If you have it now, you have it forever. You cannot lose it. God has given it to you. You have eternal life. And that should give you assurance if you believe in Jesus. If you believe that he's been born of God, that he died for you. God has given you eternal life. And if you have eternal life, you cannot lose it. You cannot lose it. Now, Zephaniah, 8-year-old son, doesn't think twice about his being my son. You know, it's granted, you get up in the morning, morning daddy, just like that. Now, some of you may know, we adopted Moses, summer just gone. He calls me daddy, but later on in life, as he discovers more about his background, he may perhaps start to doubt his relationship with me and Juliet. That's inevitable with adopted children. And we'll have to work through that. But one thing I can say to him is, Momo, you are my son. Here's why you are my son. A judge in London said that you are mine. A judge in London said you belong to Juliet and me. Momo, you are my son. A judge in Oxford said you are mine. A judge in Oxford said you belong to Juliet and me. The law of the land says you belong to me. Now, he may feel differently about it. He may feel like it isn't. But the truth of the matter is, he is. But I can even go further and say, Momo, you belong to me. You have my name. You are Moses, Musarurwa, Fenton, Mapinze. You belong to me. What's his name? Moses. And God gives a similar assurance to his children, as we have heard in the reading from Isaiah. He has actually engraved our names on his palm. Not taken a Byron written Moses. He's taken an engraving tool and written his children's names on his hand, indelibly engraved, not written in pencil that you can erase. Now, as improbable as it is, some mothers forget to breastfeed their babies. But God will never, ever forget you. And the truth of the matter is, you, child of God, are not holding on to God for dear life. You're not holding on to God thinking he's going to leave you behind. The truth of the matter is, God is holding you. God has got you in his palm. Jesus, the good shepherd, never loses a sheep. You are not holding on to God. He is holding on to you. And if you have believed in God, in Jesus, in his death on the cross for you, may you have the joy, may you have the peace, the assurance that you have eternal life. It's not what you do, what you don't do. God has done everything, and God will keep you safe. So may you have that peace and that joy. Amen.